Todd and Marley Perrin join me today here on our local news program, but it's really all about Marley, and she's quite a vocalist. So how old are you, first of all?
10.
And how long have you been singing?
Like, since I was 4, I've heard songs on the radio and that I would learn them, and then I started singing them.
Now, you sing the national anthem at a lot of the kind of famous places around here, so where have you sung before?
I've sang at the Medford High School for the basketball game, and I've sang at softball games.
What kind of things do you sing? Of course, the national anthem. What other kind of songs do you sing?
Songs on the radio, like pop music, I sing a lot.
Do you have other friends that maybe sing with you, too?
Yeah, my friend Cammie sings with me a lot.
What's on the schedule for Marley?
Well, on Friday, I am singing on the racetrack on Friday, and then on Sunday, I'm singing for the Woodchucks.
And Spring Lake Speedway, you said that's Friday evening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you'll be singing the national anthem at both of those places?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of trying out, like, America's Got Talent or things like that?
I want to, but my mom said I'm too young.
Oh, but, you know, maybe that's in your future. Practice some more and get used to crowds and singing that way. Do you get nervous before you sing the national anthem?
Not really, because if you're nervous, you sometimes mess up.
Now, something we talked about before we went on the air here, and that was the echo, especially outside when you're singing the national anthem. Does that bother you?
No, because the echo is, like, really, it's not loud, so I can just sing over it. But sometimes I just wait for the echo, and then I start again.
So you kind of pause in between the verses. That's kind of professional already, doing that. That takes a little bit of talent to do that. Do you have any aspirations to sing professionally when you grow up, say maybe in high school or maybe when you go to college? You think this you're going to pursue a musical career, or do you think you want to go to college for something else? And I know you're pretty young to think about it, but, you know, you're already singing.
I want to go to college for music and sports.
What's your favorite sport?
Soccer and gymnastics.
So, Dad, what have you got to say about all of this? You know, this is a little unusual because dads usually bring in their daughters or sons for athletics. But this is a little different, singing.
Right, it is. It's a good opportunity that Marley's getting. It kind of all started with a Facebook post of her singing the national anthem at home. And from there, we started getting phone calls for a basketball game and softball games. And we're contacted for the races and put in contact with the Woodchucks. So it's a good opportunity for her to get some practice in front of big audiences and get rid of the nerves.
She says she doesn't get too nervous. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is good. She does a good job.
So Mom says she's still kind of young to really get out into the world and sing, but anything else coming up for Marley as far as singing?
No big events. You know, she's involved with the choir at the school a little bit, and no other big events yet. We're going to see what comes around and let her be a kid in the summer.
So. That's for sure. But she's got a big voice. So, Marley, do you think you could sing, you know, maybe the first line or two of the national anthem for us?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Almost brings tears to my eyes. Good job. And thank you for being with us today, and good luck in your singing career and at the Spring Lake Speedway this Friday and at the Woodchucks game. I believe that's coming up on Monday the 12th.
Monday the 12th.
All right. We're looking forward to that.